This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1531. It's not worth the hype. How to say that something is overrated in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Sometimes there is a thing that everyone is raving about and you try it. A kind of food, a bottle of wine, or even a movie, and you just don't get it. Learn how to say this in English today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good, guys. Today we're on YouTube, and you know, if you want to watch this over there, you can actually see us on camera recording this episode. If you are on YouTube, Make sure you hit record, subscribe, not record. We hit record, you guys hit subscribe.
That's right. Awesome. Clearly. Yes. So we are on camera today. So Lindsay, I have a question. Are you a harsh critic?
Oh, I'm a harsh self-critic, Michelle. I'm a harsh Ooh. Self-critic. But in terms of, I've gotten a little harsher. I've gotten a little pickier when it comes to like media, movies, books, right? Mm-hmm. But not too harsh. What about you?
I don't think I'm too harsh, but I do feel like I've been getting a little bit more cynical, like, you know, Ooh. Things that, you know, but now that like, so, you know, Dan and I will be kind of sarcastic and like, you know, yeah. talking about movies and different things that we yeah. don't like, or if they're really cheesy, but then we always say like, you know, when our son is old enough to understand that, then we have to be, we can't act like that anymore. We're going to have to be like, ooh, about
Yeah, everything. You're going to have to be completely genuine all the time. That's funny.
Exactly. But no, I don't think I'm too bad. I mean, but sometimes I do find certain things are like really overrated. Do you ever find that, Lindsay, that like you mm-hmm. think something and like everybody loves it and then you're like, neh.
Yes. I was just saying that there's a ski resort out here. I'm not going to name any names, but there's one that I think is extremely overrated.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's like, it's kind of hard when you're the one that thinks something is overrated because you're like, what's, why am I, like, am I just mean? Right. Like, what is it? But I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsay, mm-hmm. What is overrated? What does that mean?
So it's when you believe that the value that others place on it is not equal to what it actually is in your experience, right? So everyone else thinks something is so great, great reviews, and they just praise this thing, and you were so ready to experience it, whatever it was, a ski mountain, a meal, a restaurant, a drink, you experienced it, and it didn't meet your expectations. So you said it's overrated. right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Perfect definition, Lindsay. Yeah. I mean, did you watch The Queen's Gambit?
Yes. Is that, is it still, yeah, I don't know if we finished the whole season or what happened. We kind of dropped off, but yes, I did watch it. Did you catch it?
So I did. And if you didn't finish the whole thing, you must have thought it was overrated.
Yeah. I never really got that into it, but I know a lot of people loved it. So I'm not sure if it was overrated or if it just appealed to certain tastes. I did like the historical part of it, how it was set in the 50s. That was cool.
That was cool. And it did inspire me to play chess even more. So it definitely got me more into chess, which I love. But I mean, overall, I liked it, but it was fine. Like, it was good. It was, you know, no big deal. I mean, whatever. Like, it was not something where I'd be like, oh my gosh. But then it's always disappointing when you're on the other end. Lindsay, have you ever done that? You told someone, you have to watch this. Oh my gosh, it's the best thing. And then
that's happened to me. Yeah. Yeah.
That's happened to me. Like, even recently, I forget what it was. And I told my mom and my friend, you have to watch this. And then I said, tell me when you watch this. And I never heard anything. And so I was writing to my mom, like, what did you think? And she just writes back, meh. Like,
It's very unsatisfying. It's very unsatisfying when that happens because you start to identify with this thing and you know they're going to love it. But it just shows that there are just so many different kinds of people in the world, which is really a good thing, right? I think it's a good thing. It's good that we don't all love the exact same thing. That's diversity of thought, right?
That's true. So now let's talk more about how we use it. You know, so like we said, it could be about a TV show or a celebrity even, or art, or like you said, food or a ski resort, whatever it is. So let's give a few example.
Okay. So, all right. So let me see. Where are the examples here, Michelle? Why don't you throw out the first one and I'll figure out where we are in our notes.
The first one is, I thought The Queen's Gambit was good, but it was a bit overrated.
Yes. Okay, or how about this one? She won 6 Grammys. I mean, she's good, but not that good. I think she's a bit overrated. Okay.
Yeah. Or the last one is, I don't know why everyone's talking about that book. I think it's pretty overrated.
Yes. Did you get into Harry Potter?
I read the first, I can't remember if I read 4 or 5, and I actually really, really liked it, but sometimes I would get frustrated because it would take them forever to get to Hogwarts. Did you read it?
No, I tried. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. Everyone was just raving about it and I just I couldn't get there.
No, I mean, I did like it, but sometimes I just was like, let's get it going. Let's get it going. It would take so long before they got to actual school and the good stuff started. So
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what always frustrated me about it, but I never finished it. But I wish, I do like Harry Potter.
Some people love it. Love it. Oh my God. Gosh. Or Game of Thrones. People are crazy about Game of Thrones. Also never got into that one. So I don't know if it's overrated.
Do you know what I did? I watched the very... Dan and I watched the very last episode of Game of Thrones just for fun.
Oh, no.
Like with no context of what was going on. And it was hilarious. We were like, what?
That's funny.
That's such a ridiculous thing to do. Just watch something that you don't, that you know you're never going to watch the whole thing of, and watch the very last episode and just kind of imagine what's going on. That everybody else is probably like, oh my gosh. And you're like, oh. Okay.
That's hilarious. Oh man. So, what is something that people say, a necessary bodily function that people say is overrated?
Sleep. Have you ever heard somebody say, like, sleep is overrated anyway? Mm-hmm.
I have seen people say that and it's crazy. It's not. It's important, I think.
It is not overrated, and I'm learning that more and more. I actually just have you heard of Masterclass?
Yeah. Online classes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm taking. I finished it, but it was basically this man. Maybe we'll do an episode about it. Talking about. I mean, he's a scientist, and he was talking all about sleep.
Oh, interesting.
And I've like really. It scared me. So sleep is not overrated.
Like how important it is for the body to restore itself. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it went into all the science and what's going on in your brain. Anyway, maybe we'll do a whole episode on it because it was very interesting.
We should. Maybe we should have that guy on the show. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
pretty cool.
Yes. Why not? That would be amazing. Yes. So yeah, that's something that you can say though. If you didn't get a good night's sleep, sleep is overrated anyway, but it's not. But it's anyway, not. Lindsay, before we keep going, we want to tell you guys about our upcoming web class, and it is with Jessica and Aubrey, and it's about business English. What's the topic, Lindsay?
Yes, it's how to get a promotion in English. So they're going to give you guys the vocab, the strategies, everything you would need to ask for that promotion, and really just to move up in your company and and in your career, because we know that's what that's you guys right. want. Okay. So go and sign up now. Grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/promotion. We're not recording it. And if you don't come, you will miss it forever. We don't tend to recycle these things too much, guys. So go and grab it, allearsenglish.com/promotion. Very cool.
Awesome. Okay. Yes. Don't miss it. So yeah, I mean, why do you think, I mean, we kind of touched on this already. I mean, the idea of everybody having different tastes, right? It's like,
yeah, different tastes.
You know, one person loves it. One person thinks it's overrated. I mean, what do you think about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Michelle. And it's a good thing. I mean, I always feel like chocolate is the best flavor. The more chocolate, the better. Yeah. Chocolate brownie with peanut butter, the best, right? But then someone else might try that and they'll say, I kind of would prefer vanilla.
Right.
So
right.
It's just taste. It's just our taste. It's taste. Yeah. Yeah. It is the best. Yeah. It is the best, Michelle.
It is the best. But yeah, people have different tastes. I mean, the key, I think, is to try and understand that your judgment isn't the only one that matters. So like if somebody... Yeah. It, like, be careful when you're, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a missed connection if somebody says, like, they loved something and then you just say, oh, that was awful, right?
Yeah. It can be a yeah. So you have to be careful. You're saying you have to be careful how you respond when someone says that if you didn't like it. Is that what you mean?
Right. Exactly. Like, I mean, especially, I mean, maybe if they're super close to you, but if, you know, it's somebody else, you know, maybe you don't want to trash something they love.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you want to be careful the way you talk about it. Maybe we can do another episode another day on how to respond gingerly. if you didn't love that thing, to not hurt the person.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be a good one. So, I mean, I think that the word is really useful, but, you know, you don't want to sound snobby or rude, right? Try not to offend someone, maybe not at work in a certain way, like, her presentation was overrated. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah. Be careful about that. Be careful about anything that the person did or performed or worked on, of course. Yeah, for sure.
Right. But it can be useful to express your own personal taste and opinions. But Lindsay, there are other ways that we can express this idea of something being overrated. What can we say?
Do you want to know your fluency level so that you know where to start with your English improvement? Stop guessing. Get your fluency score now with our simple quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, you could say it's not worth the hype. Now, when we say hype, how do we spell that? Let's help our listeners envision this. The best way, guys, to understand how to spell things, of course, is to get the transcripts. But let's spell this word for our listeners just in case, just to help them.
Are you ready? H-Y-P-E. That's H-Y-P-E. Hype. Thank you, Lindsay.
So well done, Michelle. So well done.
Thank you.
Not worth the hype. So all the activity, the energy, the craziness, right? What's an example of that one, Michelle?
All right. I ate one brownie. I'm done already. They're not really worth the hype.
Oh, man. What a disappointment. Brownies are the best.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the next one is not all it's cracked up to be. I love this one. Lindsay, do you say this?
Yes. Oh, all the time. I say this a lot. I guess when we're in college, we envision our life after college being just amazing, total freedom, right? And then we get there and we're like, oh, shoot, I have to pay the rent. I have to get a job. I have to be an adult, right? Not all it's cracked up to be. So here's an example. This cheese isn't all it's cracked up to be. I don't get why people are always so crazy about it. Yeah.
Cheese is also amazing. Let's do a role play, Lindsay.
I'm trying to think of something like a food that everyone's like crazy about that I just don't find is so, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I can't think of any good examples, but there is one.
Oh, well, I don't know. Anyways, it'll come to me. Let's do a role play.
Let's do it. All right. So we're watching the Emmys together. Lindsay, what are the Emmys?
Actually, I guess they're awards for TV shows. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's one of the big award shows in the US that is like celebrating television.
Yes.
So we're watching this show together.
Yes. Oh, wow. Janice Traynor just won another award, Michelle.
Really? I mean, she's good, I guess, but don't you think she's kind of overrated?
Maybe, but I really like her.
Yeah. Oh, that new guy is going to sing the theme song now. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, honestly, I heard him sing. He's not all he's cracked up to be.
Really? I guess I'll listen and decide for myself. In general, I think these awards aren't worth the hype. I mean, maybe I won't watch this next year.
Do you think that about the Emmys?
I think that I'm not a big awards show person. I used to be, but now I just kind of skim through or read about it because I don't know. It's just not something that I want to spend 3 hours or 4 hours watching.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. There's the whole ceremony and the red carpet and all that mess. Ah, not worth it.
And it's a lot of like self-congratulatory, like celebrity. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It just
humble brags.
I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. Sometimes when I think about like awards, I'm like, really, we're all just people. Like, obviously, people need to be recognized, but sometimes these awards, it's just, whoa, it's just so much. And there's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not to mention that the Academy, quote unquote, is mostly white men deciding who are the best actors, which doesn't make sense. It doesn't reflect society. So there's that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
get frustrated.
Not to be cynical or anything. All right.
So no, but it's true. It's true. It's important to point that out, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's frustrating and upsetting. But yeah, anyway, let's go through the role play. Here we're having fun. Do you like the name Janice Traynor? I made that up.
No, yeah, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. Okay, I like it, Michelle. Good.
All right, so what did I say, though?
All right, you said, really? I mean, she's good, I guess, but don't you think she's kind of overrated, right? And that's a great chunk right there for our listeners, guys. You said, don't you think she's kind of overrated? You're asking me to chime in on that, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I talked about this singer. You said, he's not all he's cracked up to be. It's not
Yes. Okay. And then you said, I think these awards aren't worth the hype. You know, they're just not worth the hype. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one as well. Yeah. But again, guys, watch out. These can be kind of rude sounding if you're not talking to the right person. They are a little bit more on the negative side of the conversation. But guys, even negative stuff connects people. So, you know,
completely. Oh, I thought of it. I know what it is, Michelle, that I think is not worth the hype.
I'm scared to hear what it is.
It's shrimp. The shrimp, like as a dish. Anyway, it's prepared. Any kind of shrimp scampi, shrimp in Thai food. It's not worth the hype. It's overrated. Do you feel that way?
I don't even eat shrimp. Yeah.
You don't eat shrimp.
I don't like that either, really. But yeah, you can also say, guys, this is another bonus. Like to just say, I don't get it.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. That's a great one, too. That's a great one. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Everybody loves shrimp, but I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess shrimp kind of absorbs flavors, and I think that's why people love it, but I still don't get it.
I don't know. That kind of stuff grosses me out. Shrimp grosses me out. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Michelle, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, these are great connection words, as we said, but definitely, you know, try and have a positive attitude. Be careful when calling somebody's favorite thing in the world overrated or, you know, not all it's cracked up to be, right? You don't want to ruin something for someone, right, before they can form their own opinion as well, right? So we want to be careful about that. Sometimes it can be frustrating if you're like, oh, like, I really want to see that movie. I'm so excited. And someone says, it's not great, you know?
True, yeah.
That can be kind of frustrating.
Exactly, Michelle. There's a lot of angles for follow-ups that we could do here, guys. So, you know, hit subscribe on All Ears English to come back and catch a follow-up on this topic if you're lucky around, you know, how to break the news that you don't love something as much as the other person does. That would be really cool.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, and guys, it would. I got to write that down.
Yes. And guys, don't forget, sign up for the web class right now. Don't miss your chance. Get on the list. Show up. Don't miss it. It's not being recorded. Go to allearsenglish.com/promotion. If you have career goals, if you have career dreams, you need to be at this web class. All right. Awesome.
Okay. All fantastic. Right. Well, this was very fun, Lindsay. And I will talk to you soon.
Good stuff, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.